All proper, serious, high-minded sailors, you know, the ones who like to use words like prudent and well-found, seem to love making lists. Even though it's now European law that whenever you go to sea or even start thinking about it, you have to make all manner of lists, along with plans, submissions, outline planning proposals, risk assessments, health and safety audits, environmental impact surveys, and take water quality samples, there is a certain kind of sailor who would do all of this anyway. The type who relishes bureaucratic discipline. In fact, you might almost get the impression that such nautocrats love making lists even more than they love sailing. The funny thing is that even though all of this is now law, everyone, including all EU member nations and especially the French, ignores all of it, apart from we Brits, who have a long and proud tradition of prudent sailors who love nothing more than finding obscure rules to obey and producing well-found lists. Quite a lot of these sailors have lists of qualifications, including ones for compiling lists, ranging from the basic competent lister and day lister to yacht lister theory, yacht lister practical, list master offshore, list master ocean. The list is endless, literally, culminating eventually in competent yacht lister instructor examiner instructor, followed by various booster courses, conversions and upgrades. And in case of dispute, you can always appeal to OffList, the official regulator. The fact is that whether you're qualified or not, making lists is a big part of sailing. And that's because sailing fuddles the mind. There's just so much to think about, starting, first of all, with whether to go sailing at all, which involves making lists of VHF channels and radio station frequencies for inshore weather forecasts, which are forecast at unfathomable irregular intervals and hours, which also needed to be listed, when you should either be asleep or on the dance floor at Stringfellow's, which is unlikely as they don't have valet parking for sailfishes. So, consequently, most prudent lists start with items like set alarm clock, and from there the list just spreads out organically, aggressively and randomly like Japanese knockweed. Item 14, there's no item 13 because that's unlucky, might be put underpants on but not on head. In normal life you probably wouldn't need to note this down, but this is sailing. A pastime which suspends and overturns all normal rational judgment. That's because, underlying it all, in the darkest recess of our brains, there's a tiny kernel of fear that helps keep us safe. I mean, you don't find golfers saying to each other, "Fancy a round? Right, let's make a list." But that's what we weekend sailors do. It's our way of coping. My old friend Julian, who helped me get afloat in my early crewing days, is fastidious in his list making. Most of his lists normally start with item 1A, make list, and proceed at a lick to record the blood groups of all the crew, any special dietary needs, and full details of the next of kin. That's in case he got the blood groups and dietary requirements mixed up. Julian's speciality is making exacting, minutely detailed lists of where boys used to be, transposed meticulously from his chart, which he bought new 35 years ago. But I don't do lists. I think I suffer list aversion. Instead, I rely on my mental faculties, which, frankly, I found are no longer well-found or prudent. It's just that I've got this mental kink that makes me associate list-making with sweet, achy, slightly whiffy old people shuffling along the aisles of the local pound scrimper and not being able to afford anything on the yellowed lists in their shaking hands. This is an image that comes to me in the night, and it's heartbreaking. The thing is, I'm not young, but I'm in denial, and I remember in 2004 when I first bought Marlin, my 18-foot sailfish, and my chest was fit to burst with pride. Back then, I could list every single item in every locker faster than the sharpest contestant in the generation name could name the items on the conveyor belt. 3 large tins of beans, 2 small ones, 3 pencils, 1 malt loaf, 5 tomato and 4 golden vegetable cup of soups, 11 AAA batteries, plus 2 in torch, 1 cuddly toy, 48 tea bags from pack of 50, 3 boxes of 180 matches, 27 ewes, half tube toothpaste, 2.5 butane canisters, 4 half litres UHT milk. Man, my mind was sharp, like a well-honed tool. I could even rattle off the best before and sell-by dates. I'd have gone on Mastermind answering question on the contents of Marlin's lockers as my specialist subject, and I'd have won. But that was then. Now my mind is mush, yet I still refuse to resort to lists. As I motor out to Marlin, I notice she's listing. That's on account of the 107 tins of beans in the port locker. I couldn't remember, you see, whether I had any on board, so every time I went sailing, I took some more, just in case. It's the same story with the 12 marker pens, the 14 tea towels, the 3 left wellies, and 7 bottles of extra virgin olive oil, but no two-stroke oil, and my handheld VHFs in a drawer at home. I forgot. There's no denying it. The time for denial is over. I need to start making lists, but where to begin? Item 1, buy pen. But I haven't got anything to write that down with. Then I'd need something to write it down on. But how am I going to remember if I can't write it down? This is not going to be easy.